So Jed, what's in a name? I wanted to start this video by calling it out, but honestly, I couldn't get my head around it. So Jed, tell us about this new name that's causing such a furor on social media and has pretty much the entire media community a bit confused.
Yeah, well, it's called the Visa Cash App RB Formula One Team.
Red Bull. I'm going to say it's Red Bull. It's a B team, man. You know what? I'm going to put my McLaren hands up here. And with this name that they dropped on us, I'm with Zach. They're a four-car team, especially with this name, man. Come on. Hello to Visa Cash App RB Formula One Team is how we headlined our story. And I couldn't believe it. Honestly, I couldn't believe it. What do they want us to call it? The Visa Cash App RB Formula One Team. I mean, that's one paragraph just there. I mean, who thought of this, Jed? Who, you know, how do they come to this name?
Well, basically, I think it's all about the money. It's all about the money. It's all about sponsorship and linking the sport with the big names like Visa. Apparently, this is Visa's first venture since in motorsports, I think, since 15 years when they do this kind of huge sponsorship. And the interesting thing is that the deal is not only with Toro Rosso, aka AlphaTauri, aka whatever you want to name it. It's also with the mother team. It's with Red Bull Racing. So Visa is going to be sponsoring them as well. So the decision has been taken somewhere at corporate level at Red Bull. And I don't think it's been taken at the racing team's level. What are we going to call it? Well, there's so many names happening. Like I said, some are saying like Red Bull, they're calling the RB. They're not saying it's Red Bull. They're calling it Racing Bulls. I thought about VCARB yesterday, and today on Twitter I saw the guys over at Sky Sports. They're also calling it VCARB. So yeah, it seems they're going to be called VCARB. Well, at least there's something related to motorsport. A carb is there. So anyhow, it's ridiculous, mate. And I think basically it's all about the money and getting the sponsorship. What do you think?
Well, look, I look at the history of Toro Rosso. Started in 2006, a year after Dieter Mateschitz formed Red Bull. Minardi was in trouble, and Dietrich, Formula One at the time, really needed that team to stay in. And Dietrich forked out the money, and he called it Toro Rosso, which was really cool because it was known as the junior team, and it was really well accepted in a time when, you know, when teams were really, really needed. And I liked the name Toro Rosso. It grew on me, Scuderia Toro Rosso. It was cool. It was based in Italy. It had this, you know, and it was evidently the junior team, which is acceptable because that's where Max Verstappen and Carlos Sainz and Dan Ricciardo, all of them sort of made their way, even Seb Vettel. You know, they made their way through there. And ironically, Toro Rosso, Scuderia Toro Rosso won Red Bull's first Grand Prix when Seb did the business in 2008 at the very famous race at Monza. You know, why did they even need to call it AlphaTauri? That flopped. You know, you ask my kids, what clothing brands, you know, Stassi, Jordan, Nike, whatever, Adidas, they don't say AlphaTauri. And for two or three seasons or whatever, we had AlphaTauri going around. Why don't they just call it AlphaTauri Scuderia Toro Rosso? Why don't they just call it Visa App Scuderia Toro Rosso? Because if you go now to the history, it's like F1 stats, Toro Rosso finished as a team a couple of years ago, and there's AlphaTauri lasted for 3 years. Now you've got this new team. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I'm going to say this, that Red Bull are an incredible marketing company. I mean, incredible. What they've done for extreme sports and their brand is unbelievable. That's why they can sell a tin of it for like $6, $7, $8 or whatever compared to a can of Coke, which is a dollar. But the reality is this, is that they've dropped the ball with this twice. The AlphaTauri thing was really, really bad because what is AlphaTauri? Is it a brand? Is it a car? Whatever. It's just boom. As far as I'm concerned, it's bombed. I don't know anyone who's ever bought himself AlphaTauri, whatever. And for them to actually now ambush media by creating this unmentionable car name is just absolutely ignoring their history, ignoring their past. And this is how I look at it. Who actually came up with this idea and said, you know what, we're going to revolutionize the sport or whatever we're going to call it, RB app, cash, get stuff. Imagine Petronas, Mercedes, okay? I think, okay, this is a good idea. Petronas discount fuel at all our stations around the globe, F1 team. Imagine Ferrari. Use Ray-Bans and Shell oil at discounted price, Ferrari F1 team. I mean, seriously, is this where Formula One's going? Thoughts?
Yeah, there's nothing there that I can disagree with. Basically, I'm on, in line with what you said. Look, like I said, it's not a sporting decision. It doesn't seem to be a sporting decision. And the problem, it seems that Red Bull have always been looking at Toro Rosso or AlphaTauri, their junior team. They're looking at it as a lab rat, maybe, you know, trying stuff with it. They started with Toro Rosso. And like you said, Toro Rosso, it was the Italian translation for Red Bull. So it made sense. Like you said, the team's from Italy. And yeah, it was a decent name for an F1 team. AlphaTauri clearly was a failed and miserable attempt to try to market their fashion company, which ended up being a disaster as well. Like you said, who buys an AlphaTauri shirt or Jokers or whatever? And now they just went down the route with the money, I think. And yeah, there's nothing more to be said. We have to deal with the name. It's one of those things. So let's see what the media agree on as their final name, and we'll use it in 2024.
Yeah, well, one final word is this for me, okay? For the person who had this idea, I don't care who you are, come here. Please, you're not for marketing. Go do something else. Go run the canteen. But honestly, this is bombed big time. And what we're going to call it for now, I think we're going to call it V-RB. I think that's what we call it, VRB. V-RB. And then as you say, we'll see what Reuters does, Sky, AP, and we'll see where that goes. For now, it's just a mouthful and it's just ambush marketing at the lowest, lowest level you can get.
And there you have it, the Visa Cash App RB Formula One team.